Celtica Radio. Celtica Radio.
And now on Celtica Radio, the next installment of The Shed. But first, a bit of an explanation for some of our overseas listeners. In the UK and a few other countries, including Australia, The Shed is a small, usually wooden building where a man can go for a little solace away from the world and to gather his thoughts and be creative with various projects. Man Shed has for various generations been a place to escape the stresses and strains of life, a safe haven to gain much needed sanity, and men the world over have done this largely on their own. 21st century men sheds are social groups or enterprises set up in local communities for the benefit of men. They are self-governed, self-supported and sustainable. In Wales they are associated to Men Sheds Cymru. Of course you would be forgiven for thinking a man shed is all about making things out of wood, but it is simply not the case. Let's go now to shed quarters in the Llumby Valley, South Wales, and hear from the men themselves what they get up to.
Hello and welcome back to The Shed. Coming up in this particularly action-packed edition is Garfield, one of our Shed members, who talks about discovering the joys of seeing the world, in particularly through a camera lens. Our network of sheds is increasing and we will be hearing from two neighbouring sheds on what they have been getting up to. An ex-serviceman talks to us about the realities of PTSD. That's post-traumatic stress disorder. We will finish the show with a special comedy entitled The Gentleman's Day Out, about some of our famous and infamous drinking establishments in the valley. First up, let's hear from Garfield, who took part in a recent and ongoing photo challenge hosted by two of our members from the shed, namely Phil Hillier and Mark Jordan.
My name is Garfield Tidball. I'm 77 years of age and I'm from one of the men in the shed in my stake. What I found when I was started to take photos with this competition, I've never taken photos before in my life, you know. And I had my granddaughter's camera and I was told to take something around town and things like that. So starting off very, very nervous, you know, what's going to happen? How is it going to come out? All this. But once you start to look at things, you tend to, well, you're a long way away, you want to get halfway to see what it's going to be, and then you've got a bit closer to see what it's going to be. So you start to really think about things, like, and there are things that you can catch in the background, which you never thought you could. I went down to town a second time, and I said to myself the first time, oh, that's enough now, and that's it. But I had to go back the second time, you know, and have another look, like, and I very much enjoyed it, and when I seen what come out then on the actual computer was fantastic, you know. Yeah. And he told me that I'd done well for the first time, and one of them he reckoned was an exceptional photo for the first time, like, you know. But I think that's what you can get from photography, isn't it? That you're capturing something 9 times out of 10 and don't know whether they're really there, like, you know. And that could give me a little bit of a buzz, I'll be honest with you. So I'm looking forward to this one now. I didn't know until he told me now about the second one. And of course I go walking, and, you know, with everything it's about when I'm walking, I can pick up things there and you know, fetch it back, and hopefully he'd be happy with it, like.
If you want to see some of the photos that Garfield referred to in his piece, then visit our website. We will give you the address at the end of the show, as usual. Next, let's hear some exciting news updates from two of our neighbouring sheds, namely Kyra and the new House Martins.
Hiya, I'm Colin I belong to Mysegg Shed Quarters and Kyra Shed. Andre says I'm like a bridge in between all sheds. And what I would like to say is, yes, all sheds should be open to all shed members. All over Wales and England. And what Kyra Shed are doing at the moment is today We are presenting a £150 cheque for the Blind Dog Association, which is from our swear box. What we do is a 25 pence fine for every swear word. It's only during the meeting, which is start normally about an hour, and we also all wear a grumpy old git's t-shirt. And if you haven't got your t-shirt, you have to pay 25 pence fine in the swear box. Oh yes, we've just done the launch of Ogmore Vale Manshed. Men's shed, I should say. I keep saying man shed, I don't know why, but there we go. I did burgers and sausage in a roll. I actually cooked 80 sausages and 90 burgers, and we had a great day, and I think everybody really enjoyed it. And 11th of October, in the riverboat, Cara Men's Shed are launching their calendar. Please come along and buy one. They're £4.95 each.
Hi, my name's Keith Johnson. We just started our own men's shed called the House Martins. We started about 3 months ago, and we're predominantly doing woodwork. At the moment, we have come to a nice plane where we've cleared out the cow shed that we've gone into, and have set up the workbenches and our own tools. The project itself, the men's shed, is fantastic for the actual camaraderie that men do seem to lack in these days because of the loneliness and not being able to sort of make a lot of spoken word type of thing. You know, they can't mix like women. At the end of the day, we found ourselves doing exactly the same thing. There's four of us in the shed itself at the moment, and we find that it's a very nice place to be. We're open sort of 5 days a week. We've visited other men's sheds, and we've left the door open for anyone to come visit us and perhaps come and do some woodwork with us. The men we're with today are the Maesteg shed boarders, and at the end of the day, they've made us so welcome that they've invited us to become part of an association, which is a good idea for the future of the Men's Shed project. There is also another one in Cairo, Tondi House Farm, and Tondi itself. So to say that it's not successful in this area is an understatement.
On demand, on the internet, 24 hours a day, this is CelticaRadio.com.
PTSD is a very real and present issue in Wales at this time, as it is across the world for both men and women. We will hear now from Keith, a member of the new shed, the House Martins, on the effects he has suffered as a result of serving his country.
My name's Keith Johnson. I was in the forces for 14 years. Went to the first Gulf War. PVR, which means that I left under my own volition after 14 years, as I said, because I knew there was something wrong with me. I was diagnosed with combat stress, as it was called then. It's now called PTSD. I left and was sort of lost. There was no sort of counselling, nothing at all. Felt left out, let down by the forces. Went to see someone, got recognised with PTSD, got referred to Coity Clinic, which is the psychiatric place in Princess of Wales Hospital. Started getting help, lots of tablets, this, that and everything. I had a parachuting accident in 95. I've had two hips replaced, fractured tibia fibula. So I've been through the wars, I've had a heart attack, there's lots of things which are wrong with me. You wouldn't think that of a fit person going into the forces as he comes out and he feels like he's been through a hedge backwards. To sort of literate on that, I've had a lot of problems with understanding and fitting into Civvy Street. The way that things are is very confusing to myself, because I've been in a very organised situation and you're sort of surrounded by a metal cord as such, and you don't see the reality of what's going on inside. With a lot of problems that I've encountered, I've written an article, and hopefully it'll be of interest to a lot of people out there.
¶¶
For the last part of the show, we will hopefully bring some laughter your way with an original comedy drama written and performed very much in the moment by both Garfield and Steve, who spent a lot of time researching this project. I think they enjoyed it too much.
The Gentleman's Day Out, a civilized guide of publican houses in Maesteg.
How's your tea, Garfield?
Well, all right that moment. I just had one of my daughters. I've been walking the dog, so the second one I don't normally have, but I am enjoying it.
Well, good. Fancy something stronger?
No, thank you. I'm not one of them in the morning. So I have a little peddler, to be honest.
Well, what if we go over and have a pint later on?
Aye, that'll be all right. That'll be great.
Yeah. I fancy a good day on the beer today. I haven't had a good drink for ages.
We never say no to that, do we? You know, we always succumb to pressure.
So, where should we go then?
Start off at a Walkman's, eh?
The Welsh National Anthem by Hen Gladfinadau was first publicly performed here at the Calvinistic Methodist Chapel of Tabor on 1st of March 1856. Composed by James James and his father Evan James of Pontypridd, it was sung by 16-year-old Elizabeth John as part of a St. David's Day concert under its original title, Glan Rhondda.
I don't like him.
Really?
I only pretended you like him.
Never.
Do you know who he is?
No, I didn't know him.
Yeah, you know his brother. Huh? Oh, here we are, right then. First of the day.
All right. What do I have then, anyway?
Let's see what they got there. I'll have a pint of bitter, please, Gart.
I think I'll try a Foster's.
Okay, there we are.
Can I help you?
Yes, please, love.
Yeah,
a pint of bitter and a pint of Foster's, please. Garfield's paying.
No problem.
He's got more money than I have.
I found a £20 note in my pocket, but all right. We'll be out for a while anyway.
Oh, thank God for plastic money.
Well.
Here we are. Cheers, Garf.
Cheers, boy. Oh, Lavanto. Fair play.
Oh, I haven't had a pint of this for ages. Lovely, fair play. Yeah.
No, I haven't had Foster's. I'm normally a beer drinker myself, but I did fancy it today.
Oh, I've got a taste for this now. I can feel a long session coming on today, Gav. I think we might end up down in a cross inner anywhere today.
Never. Oh, good God alive. We got a bit of walking and all that.
Hey, I tell you what. The bird is open tonight. Look out. The boys are in the town now tonight.
Oh,
dear me.
Oh, well, I better start phoning my daughter, Reddy, I think.
Oh.
A new big dad up late. We'll see how it goes.
I'm lucky I live so close to town.
Ah, of course you do. But more than likely I'll walk home again, don't worry about it.
Oh, I can't see walking home, not after we've been out today. Come on, I'm empty, it's my round. Ship again, Garth?
Yeah, aye.
Come on,
no,
then.
No problem.
Yes, please,
what
love.
What do you want now?
2 pints, yeah. Foster's and a bit there. Thank you, love, you're my favourite. Here you are.
Bye. Love, don't worry about it.
You say that to everybody.
Oh, come on then, Gav. I fancy going round town now. Fancy going to the Sawyers?
Yeah,
aye. We can have a bit of food when it's over there as well. No, I could do with a plate of chips.
Oh, well, fish and chips for me.
Yeah, go on then. We'll go over and have fish and chips.
Aye, I enjoy fish and chips.
Come on then. Thank you, love. Yeah, see you again.
Bye. Ta-da, babe.
Bye-bye.
The new theatre opened on 19th of October 1914 with the musical show Wait and See. Live entertainment predominated the early years and became a full-time cinema in the 1920s and later became a furniture store. It's now incorporated into the current Sawyer's Arms Wetherspoons pub.
Ah, here we are then. Ah, look at this. The Sawyers. Remember the old Sawyers as it was, Gav?
Oh, remember it. I used to come in here well. And I tell you, with a big butty of him behind the bar with Iris Atillas.
Yeah.
Remember Iris Atillas?
Yeah, I remember.
She used to come up, yeah. And we used to come up with her in the car. And of course, there's no drinking driving in them days, like, innit? You know, we'd have three or four there, and it all depends what mood he was in, innit? and great times, really.
Ah, I could do this change now.
Do.
Like they've incorporated the old Sawyers and the new theatre all in one. It's a big pub now.
Yeah, that's one thing. They don't leave the old traditions go these days, fair play to them.
No, they're very...
keep on going, don't they?
Yeah, they're very thoughtful about the conservation work, fair play.
Yeah,
oh, that's good. Oh, here we go then, let's go in.
What are we having to say, man?
Is he around again? Oh, yes, he was around. Oh, I love the Wolf Spencer. I think I'll have a lager this time, Gaff.
Right, you have Foster's one?
No, I can't drink that bloody rubbish. It tastes like soap. I'll have two bottles.
Hi, boys, what can I get for you?
Two bottles, please. Yes, please.
Right. Oh, the offer, is it? Two of those are $3.98.
You go home either, I guess.
He only come with me, yes.
Thank you, love. You're my favourite, you are. You know that, don't you?
I bet you say that to all the girls.
Cheers, Gav. You have it, thank you.
All the best.
See you soon, boys.
Oh, nice to... Hey, do you remember the story about this place? When somebody used to bring a horse in, yeah? Remember that?
Yes.
I don't remember, it was before my time. You're a lot older than me, of course, you might remember
think,
it.
I'm trying to think of a name now, Steve, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
God, you've got me thinking now.
Have you heard the story? I don't remember who it was. Lots of stories about this place in the past.
Oh, this used to be a hard drinking pub one time. A very hard drinking pub.
Yeah.
When I was a kid.
Yeah. I only remember it when Brains took it over in the 80s. It was a nice pub then, but it went downhill towards the end. But yeah, there's a good selection of beers, yeah.
Take it today, you know, most of the pubs are shut in rather than opening, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed, aye. Also, look at the menu, I could do something to eat now, Garfield.
Well, I'm fish and chips, I'm having anyway, whatever it is, let's...
Yeah, go on, fish and chips it is. Go on, I'll order now. Hey, look, I got an app to do that.
Oh, brilliant.
Don't even have to go to the bar.
Good God alive.
Yeah, somebody doesn't know how to turn the phone on.
Technology, yeah. I'm still living in the 60s myself.
60s? I thought there were still doodle bugs where you lived.
Well, I'm still, I'm all blessed.
There we are. All right then, that's ordered. They should be here now in 5 minutes.
Good.
There we are, then drink up my round.
I'm looking for half 5 now, I'm halfway down this one.
Yeah, come on, hurry up.
Man. Aye, but we're going to eat the food now when we come back.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Get it down your neck.
Right. Oh, down he's gone.
Good man. Hey, tell you what, fancy going next door? King Alf?
Aye.
I haven't been in there for ages. Why did he call you the Bucket of Blood, Garf? Do you know?
Well, there used to be quite a few fights here years ago, see? And there was mostly, what do you have in, a pint or a bucket of blood? You know, that was the old saying years ago.
Mm.
But there was a lot of fights years ago when I was a kid. A lot of fights. But again, people settled things differently years ago. Fist to fist, innit? None of these knives and glasses and...
Come on, let's go in there then. No fighting not tonight, no, right, Garfield?
No, hey.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Exactly.
I'm not much of a lover either, mind.
I'm a big lover now, not a fighter. And I was loving dogs.
Oh, excuse me. Never mind, I enjoyed that.
Oh.
But I love, thank you, you're still my favourite, mind.
You swear you haven't had a pint.
This is the King Alfred Hotel, on the corner of Commercial Street and Talbot Street in Maesteg. The King Alf is one of Maesteg's oldest and most well-known pubs, and features in The Fire People by Alexander Cordell, and is also said to be the setting for The Old Devils, written by Kingsley Amis in 1976. Oh, here we are then. Whose turn is it to buy beer?
Well, I bought last, so you better try, innit?
Yeah. Hiya, Paul. Yes, please. 2 pints of lager, please. One for me, one for him, and I'm paying.
Okay, then, that's £6.40.
Hey, slow down now, Garfield. You're 3/4 away through the pint already.
Ooh, this one's nice, though.
Aye, well, there we are. Okay, I'll try to catch up now.
No problems.
Yes, Paul. We won't be long. We'll be having another 2 pints now. I didn't get them ready, but lots of it. Cheers, Bet. You're my favourite, yeah, mine. Don't forget that.
Whatever, Steve.
Not a crap.
Oh, Gav. We've had 6 pints in here already.
God alive.
Hi. I tell you what, fancy going for a pint up the rugby club. Thank you, Paul. We're off now.
That's one thing from there. See you later.
Exactly. Yeah, thanks, Paul.
Ta-da, Paul.
Ta-da. Don't forget, Paul, you're my favourite, do you mind?
Get out, you're off your head, you know.
He's off again.
The Four Sevens on the clubhouse of Maesteg Rugby Club took its name from the Four Sevens legend of a man from Llangonnig village who died aged 28. The stonemason was unable to carve curved numbers, but he did know that four sevens added to 28, so that's what he carved. Visitors to the grave later remarked, "This must be a truly old parish for somebody to live that long."
Oh, look, we got those blinking steps to climb up now towards the rugby club.
Oh, Steve, when you're on the top, it's great.
Oh, well, come on in. Let's start, let's get up there.
You
go to the bar and get the beer in, and I'll go to the toilet and I'll catch you in the bar. Get me a lager, please, Garfield.
Don't spend 2 days in there now, right?
All right, thanks, Ben.
All right, no problem.
Oh, that's better. I feel better now. Oh, I got room for more now.
Oh, there we are.
Oh, cheers, Gav.
I just bought this Heineken, is that right?
That's fine.
Oh, good.
Beggars can be choosers, and it's year round I drink whatever you got for me. Oh, nice pint, too. Oh, hey, there's a band here later. Maesteg Ukulele Band.
Oh,
have you heard them?
I think they do a bit down the cross end, don't they?
They do, they rehearsed. They rehearsed on the cross end, but they're very good. Shall we go over and listen to them later? Why not? Come on then, drink up. It's my round, as usual. Yeah. Oh, 2 pints, please, love. Yeah, 2 Heinekens.
Are you his favourite, love?
Yes, he's right. You my favourite, you are. Don't ever forget that, love, right?
I'm not saying anything.
Thank you, love.
The Gentleman's Day Out starred Garfield Tipple and Steve Madden, playing themselves and composing the script on the spot. Guest appearances by Mary Davies as Bar Lady in The Workies, Linda Wongham as Bar Lady in The Sawyer's Arms, and finally, Luke Ansell played the barman in The King Alfred Pub. It was recorded, edited, and produced by Arwen Cultural Trust as a Shared Quarters production for Celtica Radio.
Thank you for listening and hope you've enjoyed this edition of The Shed. We would like to thank for their contributions Garfield Tidball, Steve Madden, Colin Roberts, Keith Johnson, the Maesteg Ukulele Club, Arwen Cultural Trust, and as usual we are very grateful to Celtica Radio for their support. Remember, if you want to see the photographs spoken about by Garfield, or if you want information about our shed, go online at www.shedquarters.men.
Thanks for listening. This program was produced by the men of Shed Quarters for Celtica Radio. If you would like to find out more about the shed, then please visit www.shedquarters.wales.